Today's podcast features an article from Discern Magazine.
Developing Christian Character. Growing to become like Jesus Christ, developing Christian character is an essential part of God's plan for us. What is godly character? How do we build it? By Mike Bennett. We're in a war, my friend told me almost every week at church. He wasn't talking about a military war, but about the temptations, trials, and traps that a Christian striving to live in a godly way must face in this ungodly world. Peter described one such battle. He said Lot was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked, for that righteous man, dwelling among them, tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. That's in 2 Peter 2, verses 7 and 8. Knowing the enemies of Christian character. My friend was talking about the negative poles of the world around us. We didn't live in Sodom, but can anyone say that our society is not slouching in the same direction? He was talking about the attitudes and attacks that the Bible traces back to the evil one, Satan the devil. He was talking about our natural, selfish desires, our flesh and its evil works, as it talks about in Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. Paul says those who do these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's in verse 21. Society, Satan, and self, these can be formidable foes. I've lost track of my friend over the years, but I am convinced he has continued to fight the battles and will win the war. Why? Because he trusted in God and was developing Christian character. What is Christian character? Christian character is godly character. It is growing to think, act, and become like God. In his book, The Incredible Human Potential, Herbert W. Armstrong wrote this definition of godly character. It is the ability in a separate entity with free moral agency to come to the knowledge of the right from the wrong, the true from the false, and to choose the right and to possess the will to enforce self-discipline to do the right and resist the wrong. It's on page 138. The Bible calls on us to know the right, choose the right, and do the right. This requires defeating the enemies. The New King James Version uses the word character only three times in two verses, Romans 5:4 and Philippians 2:22. More often, the Bible refers to those who overcome, who are conquerors, and more than conquerors, as it says in Romans 8:37. It takes Christian character to become an overcomer. Paul wrote that God's plan for us includes growing in character. Quote, "We also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope." That's in Romans 5, verses 3 through 4. Developing Christian character is an essential step in the process God is using to convert, to transform us into His eternal children. He wants children just like Him. Tested, pure, precious character is the possession that we can take with us into eternity. Examples of godly character in the Bible. The Bible has many examples of character, including Joseph, Paul, and Timothy. Joseph, a single man tempted by his boss's wife, had the godly character to flee the temptation in spite of the heavy price he would pay. He would be unjustly imprisoned for refusing to sin against God. It's in Genesis 39, verse 9. See more about Joseph's growth and character in our article, Joseph in the Old Testament. Paul sought to imitate Jesus Christ, and so he developed exemplary Christian character. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Even before his conversion, he was a zealous man, But after meeting Christ on the road to Damascus, his zeal was properly focused. He was willing to endure any hardship and persevere through any persecution to do God's will. Paul wrote many instructions about how Christians can think, act, and become like Christ. He lived what he taught. His example of Christian character was an open book to the congregations he visited, and to us through his letters in the book of Acts. Paul called his assistant Timothy a man of proven character, Philippians 2, verse 22. We're told the following about Timothy's character. He lived the truths he had been taught and earned a good reputation. That's in Acts 16, verse 2. He was like-minded with Paul and Christ. Paul knew Timothy would sincerely care for the Philippians, seeking the things of Christ, not his own things. That's in Philippians 2, 20 through 21. Paul told Timothy, "But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance." Timothy had supported Paul in his persecutions and afflictions. 2 Timothy 3, verses 10 and 11. How can we grow in Christian character? Here are 5 steps. First, set the right goal, to become like Jesus Christ. John tells us to walk just as he walked, 1 John 2, verse 6. This requires studying Jesus' example and following it. See our series of articles, Walk as He Walked. Paul explained the goal, what the church and the members should achieve. Quote, "Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." That's in Ephesians 4, verse 13. This is a very high goal. Second, learn God's definition of right and wrong. Learn what pleases God and what He hates. Third, commit to doing what is right and pleasing to God. Fourth, do what is right and resist what is wrong. Humanly, we can produce some great feats of willpower, and we can structure our lives to avoid many temptations. But to truly develop the mind and consistent character of Christ, we need something more. The fifth point, use the power of the Holy Spirit. God offers His Spirit and supernatural power to transform us from the inside. He calls it becoming a new man, Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 24. Study further this vital step in our article, How Do You Know You Have the Holy Spirit?, and our booklet, Change Your Life. Win the war. Become an overcomer. Develop Christian character.
Thanks for listening. For more information from today's featured article, visit lifehopeandtruth.com.